The following audio was obtained for the MediaCollective.org's News Channel Internet Show on September 24th, 2009, in front of the Lawson Computer Science Building on the Purdue University West Lafayette, Indiana campus. The responses given were prompted by asking how. How do you see this influencing people?
I don't think it's gonna... Like, by what you mean, like, oh, the cause or the university?
Whatever
or?
You, yeah, however you take that, take it always that you think.
I think it's going to show the university is open to you know, obviously, we have our right to protest and, I guess, freedom of speech and all that stuff, you know, the Bill of Rights. I mean, it shows a lot of the community around Purdue. It shows a lot of the people around Purdue. I don't think it's going to give Purdue a better reputation. I mean, there's colleges around the world that have, you know, bigger mobs and bigger stuff or different stuff, you know. So us, for being a majority engineering college, I mean, that's much a liberal arts college, I'm surprised there's this many people out. Like I said, the majority of the older generation, not many students. Like, you know, if it were probably a liberal arts college, mainly be students crazy, and it'd be, the streets would be closed and everything crazy, you know. But I mean, like I said, students don't really know. Like, I never heard of them. My generation's never heard of them. You know, I was born in 89, and unless their parents are told, because the guy you're talking to before, his mom told him that, you know, his parents probably educated him. But like I said, my generation, you're walking by, you're seeing, you know, a bunch of older people and supposedly a bunch of this guy is a terrorist. And yeah, I don't think he's going to come. They're not going to stop it. I mean, like, there's heads of the department, important people coming. So they're not going to close it, and the police won't let a riot happen. I mean, you know, and it's not that big to start a riot or to become a riot, so.
Well, it's going to let Purdue know that the next time that they invite some kind of scum like this guy, that there'll be people out here making noise, and they'll have to hire a bunch of cops to stand around and pay them overtime, and maybe they'll think twice.
I don't see anything happening. People are going to show up today. Bill Ayers is going to speak. That's going to be he's going to leave. These people are going to leave. That's going to be the end of it. I mean, I don't see this becoming like a huge movement or anything. I don't see any future consequences besides what's happening tonight. He's speaking on urban schools. That's the topic of his lecture. I think it's an interesting topic. He's done a lot of research on that. It's definitely interesting what he's doing.
As far as the protest?
Yeah, or Bill Ayers, or I mean, these are open ended. Take it however you want.
Well, it'll give, you know, people a voice. I mean, a dissenting opinion. I mean, obviously, a lot of people must like Bill Ayers if he wouldn't be speaking here, but we at least have a voice, a dissenting opinion about him speaking at the college, and, you know, that the man should be in prison, except for the only reason he's not in prison is because of an FBI screw-up. Otherwise, he would still be in a federal penitentiary to this day. He's a cop killer, you know.
It's not going to change anyone. It's just going to piss more people off. I'm sure the crowd's going to get bigger as life goes on. There's exams going on. So in about 30 minutes, there's going to be about 500 students coming out. So there's just going to be a lot of people out in this area. Yeah, it's right there.
I know that.
Yeah, so I don't know how this is going to turn out, because I'm pretty sure people are honking and stuff. It's a busy night for the campus. So I don't see this going anywhere good. I'm sure more police are going to have to come. Actually, I know more police are going to have to come. My parents told me to try to avoid this area. She said, don't get hit by the protesters. I was like, I won't, Mom. I won't. So I hope this night goes well. I'm sure, I don't know how upset these protesters are going to be. They're pretty upset with what these people are saying. And if these people piss these people off, it's going to be even worse. Like, she's yelling. She's already smoking a cigarette. Things are tense on the front lines.
I definitely see a change, not a big change, but a small change coming in exactly how things are going to be run around here when they go to invite people like this. We did scare off somebody. How long have you been on campus?
Just over a year.
Just over a year?
Man.
We scared off another extremist. She didn't even want to come through the door a couple years ago. And, you know, we made a small impact there. So, I mean, you know, it's definitely worth coming out here. Again, regardless if we get anything physically done or not, we at least made an impact. We'll have it on the news. Several news stations have already been here. There'll be pictures. The liberalized exponent, they're going to have to report on it, regardless if they want to or not. And it's going to spread the word. I mean, enough people read the exponent every single day that they're going to read it and see that there's a few of us who stood out here in the cold and the rain, and we're willing to do something while the rest of them sat and talked about it. I mean, there's those talkers, and then there's doers, and we're not a bunch of communists or terrorists like him. We're not going to go kill him and all the people who follow him. This is what professionalism is. Staying out here, protest peacefully. We don't go out, and we're not kicking people's signs over. We're not punching people in the face as they go in, you know. That's how it's done in America. He's not an American, unfortunately for him. He should have thought about that in 1971.
I bet it's going to get really loud and...
I don't think people are going to actually listen to what he has to say whenever they're in there. Like, they're just going to say, oh, we invited
terrorists. Think that it's going to be a bit more negative. Like, well,
yeah, he's
going to
have a lot of negative
he's going to get a lot more attention than he would have normally. Without this protest, I would have never known about Bill Ayers. And now I'm kind of interested to hear about what he is saying, but I don't know, like...
He won't be able to hear that. They've only got it censored down to 100 people.
Yeah. I can't go in, but...
Is it being recorded, do you know?
No recordings, no photographs, no nothing.
Just amateur bootlegs if they got it in there.
That's right. In other words, it's a public university, and they're not opening up to the public, anyone else to see.
Right. Not very, very academic.
He's been proud of his background. And because of his background and the fact that he's proud of it, he shouldn't be anywhere close to Purdue University. I don't know what he's going to say, but the fact that he's here and the fact that we are here is letting the public know what kind of things are going on.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. Did you answer why this is going on out here? Okay. Oh, how is this going to change people out here?
Well, I hope that some people who see the demonstration here will realize how bad things are getting in this country and that they better wake up or we're going to lose what freedoms we still have.
He influences people by his demeanor. He looks like just the rest of us, right? But over in Afghanistan and Iraq, it's the same thing. Those terrorists look like the rest of them. The Sunnis look like the Shiites, the Taliban look like the other Afghanistan, you know, and that's what they like to do. They like to blend in, and then it's like an iceberg. You see the top of the iceberg, which is Bill Ayers. He looks so nice, right? But it's the under the water part of the iceberg that is the real bad part. That's the part that you don't realize how deep it is and what it's going to entail when you crash into that iceberg.
I don't think that'll have much impact, his speech. The people he's speaking to already believe that what he's talking about because they knew there was going to be a protest. They were on a list. I don't really see how that or where that's, what was the question, where that's
going
to take.
Well, how do you see that impacting people, that what's going on in there, and how do you see what's out here impacting people?
I don't think that would impact the group in there much. I'm hoping that this will impact people to see that there are people that will stand up. It doesn't matter what the outcome is. I hope it'll encourage more people to stand up for what they believe in or for this country. I mean, you have people who have fought and died, you know, people are serving, have served. To protect the freedoms in this country, and then you have a man up there who tried to bring the government down, or at least was a part of a group, and unrepentant of that. So that's the impact, I hope.